Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back. Marks and Reese. 94 WIP. Mike Quick coming up here literally in a minute as the Eagles win a loss in the shuffle of that game, Mike, was just how entertaining it was. And looking at it to where you lose that game, imagine how different the conversation is today that we're having. Now we're worried about making the playoffs. Now it's like, well, even if you make the playoffs, you're probably not winning a game.
Right.
Instead, we're talking about worry about the next three games, then you worry about the playoffs, and you take it from there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as a team, that's really what you got to do. And that's why players play and fans are fans on the outside. That's a fan's job to worry and have emotional roller coaster rides like that. But for players, you got to lock in, and the next man up mentality is cliche-ish, but it is the mentality that players must have.
This might have given them a little bit of extra focus earlier on. You understand what I'm saying? Carson going down might have really alerted these guys to be like, hey, listen, we got to be on our A game. We got to go do it.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Joining us right now is Mike Quick. He's home from Los Angeles, brought to you by Hers. Do what Mike Quick does before every game and pick up a couple of bags of Hers chips, Hers tortillas, and Hers Chickies crab fries flavored popcorn. Hers, forever good. Mike Quick's on the Sports Carlton guest line. What's up, Q?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Marks and Reese.
Well, it's the
what
day.
Up, Q?
It's the day after the day after is when we have you on normally. And how are you feeling today? Yesterday was kind of the emotion of you knew that it was probably the ACL. It ends up being the ACL. And today, now, I would say most of our listeners, Mike, are feeling pretty good. They think that the Eagles can win with Nick Foles. What do you think?
Well, guys, you got to realize this is a team. It's a team sport. This is a team. It's a very good team. It's not just, the Carson Wentz show. It's not the Fletcher Cox show. This is a very good football team. It's a well-rounded team. That's why they've been successful at running the football. They've been successful passing the football. And you're having a quarterback like Carson Wentz, he's a big part of that. He makes your offensive line better. He makes everybody better. But I still believe that this is a very good football team, even with the absence of Carson.
Yeah, you look at some of the things that they're able to do when Carson's in there. Do you anticipate the offense having to change a whole lot, or can you run a lot of the same stuff with Nick out there?
I think, and I do listen to Doug and what he says, because Doug is a guy who really tells you the truth. Mm-hmm. And unlike a lot of coaches, Doug will tell you. And he says, I'm going to lean on Nick for things that Nick's comfortable with. I wouldn't even be surprised if they go back and look at old tape of Nick when he was at his best and get things that he's really comfortable with running and making sure that it's an offense that's centered around where he's comfortable. I don't think there's much of a change in the offense having Nick run. And Doug also made the point, you know, how much RPO do they run? There's not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. It's not like most of the games you're in run pass option mode and he's looking at all these different variables before he decides what he's going to do with the football. I think the offense runs the way the offense has been running for the most part. There are a couple of plays that they won't be able to call because they don't have Carson, but that's not going to make a big difference in the offense.
Hey, Mike, when you look at what Nick Foles has done over the course of his Eagles career, and we remember just back a couple of years ago where he went on a run. He was injured in the Dallas game with a concussion. He sat out the Giants game. Then he went on a run where I believe he was 8-1 or 7-1. Where you look at the game logs, and he was just extraordinary. There's five games, if three regular season, two playoff, if you're able to get the first round bye, which it looks like they're going to be able to get to the Super Bowl. Is it just the right amount of time for a guy to kind of catch fire in the bottle like we saw him do before maybe the league comes around on him?
Well, I do believe that having three games left in the regular season, I think that's going to help Nick out a lot because, yeah, this team's going to be in the playoffs. It's just a matter of where they're going to be, you know, where their seed will be in the playoffs. And I think that's enough time for Nick. He's a veteran guy. He knows the system. I think it's enough time for him to get in games, see an entire game, get the game speed and all of that stuff, all the things that you need to have going into the playoffs. I think three games, that's plenty enough, maybe even two games. It's enough for Nick to get ready for the playoff run.
Yeah, I just love the familiarity with the situation that really all of us are involved with. This is Nick's second time around here. He's even played with some of these guys. I was talking to Fletcher about that last night. I've forgotten that Fletcher was on the team with him in 2013. So was Zach Ertz. So was Brent Celek. So was Jason Kelsey. So there is a familiarity with this situation and Nick being here. And not only that, the players believe in him, especially those guys that witnessed what he did in 2013.
You know, what's really cool about Nick, he's a guy that's been here the whole time, but you never hear anything about him because he's a guy that's kind of in the shadow and he's just supporting. He's just a guy that's helping this team to prepare each and every week, making sure that he plays his role the best he can in supporting Carson. And, you know, I love that about him. He's you know, a very humble guy, very even-keeled guy, and I think Nick will do just fine with this offense. You hate to see him playing at the expense of Carson Wentz going down, but the team's very fortunate that Nick Foles is the next guy up for that position. I truly believe that.
Mike, let's go to the defense for a second. The secondary seems to be, I don't want to say leaking, but maybe struggling the last few weeks. And I'm trying to connect the dots to see maybe if some of that is Ronald Darby coming back in and struggling a little bit with the game speed. So when you look at the defense, you look at the secondary, what are you seeing and what do you think the issues have been?
Well, I think some of it is talent level. I think when Ronald Darby's been, they played Seattle, they played the Rams. Yeah, that's two really good football teams. I think now you're seeing a different level of talent, unlike some of the games that they played before those where the talent level wasn't so much. But against the Seattle Seahawks, pretty talented bunch there. Mm-hmm. Against the Rams, a team that puts up as many points as the Eagles put up, you know, the highest scoring team in all of football, pretty good football team. So that's a very good challenge. I think it's more of that and more of the schemes than it is that Darby's just not getting it done or the secondary's not getting it done. Once you get into this part of the season, December, that's when it's most important to win. And now when you get into January, when you're fortunate enough to play in January, that's when the teams really start to expose where you're weak.
When you look at the offense, Mike, and we look at this running game and we know this has to be a bigger part of the focal point for the team moving forward. Yeah. You know, we did a little debating over this yesterday about whether or not the team should roll with a featured back or do you keep the sort of rotating backs going, the three-headed monster going with all three of these guys. How do you think the offense would sort of, I guess, operate at its highest peak with the running back situation? You like to see a guy like Ajayi in there getting the bulk of the carries, or do you keep all three guys involved?
I think you want him to get the bulk of the carries, but I think that mixture is working for them. And I think they understand, they being the coaching staff, understand the strengths, weaknesses of their running backs, understand what they're best suited for. So these guys that are there with them every day, these guys that are spending like this crazy amount of hours watching what they do on tape as well as in practice, they have a good understanding. And, you know, Deuce and mixing these guys in the way they're able to mix them in, I think they're getting the most out of them. You see the young Corey Clement and the things that he adds, Jay Ajayi. I don't think everybody's the best guy for protecting versus blitzing, trying to get someone to protect the quarterback, give him time to throw the football. I don't think you get the same quality from all three of these guys.
Right.
So, and that you want to mix them up. I don't think you get the same quality when you run that outside zone play from all three of the guys. So you want to use the guy that's best in those situations. And I think they've done a pretty good job at that.
Yeah, and I'm totally fine with that. The great Mike Quick joins us every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Last thing, Mike, you saw the Pats go down last night in Miami, divisional game. The Eagles now going up to New York, and it feels like it's not necessarily a home game because you guys were out there in California and Seattle for a week and a half. But any worries about that third straight road game against a team that you probably think you're going to go up there and roll over?
Well, not that it's a third straight road game, but it's just a team that's really an inferior opponent, and many times they worry me because one of the worst things that can happen is guys relax and don't play to the level that they should play and allow a team like that to hang around and win a football game. The Giants are not what the Eagles are. The Eagles are a much better football team. They should go up there and play like a much better football team and put that game away early.
And that's what they've done this year with all the inferior teams that they played. Mike, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
Right, there he is. The great Mike Quick. Coming up.
The great Mike Quick.
He was telling you, when I was a kid, man, it was Wilbur Montgomery, and then he morphed into Mike Quick as far as skill position guys that I loved on the Eagles. He was just so – he glided down the field, Mike Quick.
Yeah.
So talented.
Yeah, yeah. Was on a Hall of Fame sort of trajectory with his career. People – played 7 years, I believe. One of them, injury filled, the last one, and I think he was a 5-time Pro Bowler.
He was. He's one of the.
Just think about in his short career how good he was during an era where Jerry Rice, Art Monk, and Andre Reed, all these other guys were playing as well.
That. Yeah, Art Monk.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.